The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Hundreds of Bay Area cyclists are hitting the road today for a three-day ride up and down the North Bay to raise money for HIV and LGBTQ support services. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live from Sausalito. The event is the reimagination of a beloved longtime ride. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. That's right. A lot of early risers here ready to get on their bikes and hit the streets here. Now, this ride will make its way up to Guerneville, then flip back down to Sausalito over these 3 days. Now, for 30 years, an annual ride would connect San Francisco and Los Angeles. This is a new take on that, with more than 500 riders set to leave here. They'll leave in about a half hour or so. We'll follow them down to that first stop in San Rafael. Now, this event is a benefit for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. Jenna Fisher is a Bay Area native now living in Ashland, Oregon. She's riding in the event.
Over the years, I've lost my fair share of friends to the disease as well. And then now know a handful of people that are, you know, living and thriving, you know, with HIV.
Dennis D'Antoni Wasowski lives in Oakland. He's an infectious disease nurse practitioner.
It helps support critical things like HIV STI screening.
Now, coming up at 6:20, part three of Holly Kwan's in-depth look at how the ride has retooled to focus on several vulnerable populations. Reporting live in Sausalito, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A San Francisco landlord will be in court today to face charges he shot and killed his tenant in the Outer Sunset. We get the story from KCBS's Megan Goldsby.
San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins says they're charging 68-year-old Philippe Chagnot with murder and with lying in wait.
We have also filed additional charges that include assault with an automatic firearm, arson, possession of an automatic firearm, possession of a silencer, and possession of a high-capacity magazine.
SFPD Chief Derek Liu says investigators used surveillance footage to identify Chagnot, who they say was wearing dark clothes when he lit a fire on a car outside the victim's 46th Avenue and Ulloa home, and then shot him in the back using a silencer as he came out to deal with it.
The suspect then stood over the victim and fired again before fleeing the scene.
Investigators are releasing no other details or motives except to say Chagnot was the victim's landlord.
This was a truly disturbing case. And crimes like these will never be tolerated in San Francisco.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
The so-called Los Gatos party mom, Shannon O'Connor, has been sentenced to nearly 36 years in prison.
Defendant Shannon O'Connor preyed upon and victimized an entire community of children and their parents for several years.
That's Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen shortly after the sentencing of O'Connor, convicted for hosting alcohol-fueled parties and facilitating sexual assault of teenagers at her Los Gatos home. The sentencing comes after several days of testimony from over a dozen victims and their families. Rosen says O'Connor deserves to spend decades behind bars for several reasons.
Number one, to protect our community. Number two, to punish her. Number three, to deter her and others from committing such horrendous crimes. Number four, to incapacitate and prevent her from hurting others. And number five, to reflect the enormous gravity of her crimes.
Despite the maximum sentencing, O'Connor is unlikely to serve out the entire 35 years and 10 months. She's already got 9 years of custody credits and could get further reductions for good behavior. At the Santa Clara County Courthouse, Virginia Van Zandt, KCBS.
A woman is in the hospital after she was shot yesterday in West Oakland. Happened near 8th and Willow, just steps away from Prescott Elementary School. The woman is expected to recover. Police say she may not have been the intended target. No word of any arrests there. San Francisco is looking to give thousands more historic buildings landmark status, and that is raising some questions, as we hear from KCBS's David Welch.
Mayor Lurie and Board President Raphael Mandelman want to more than double the city's protected landmarks. New state housing laws are giving developers broad power to bypass local review. Lurie says growth and preservation belong together.
We can build more housing that fits into our neighborhoods, and we can protect the gems that define what our city is.
Housing advocates say landmarking will slow new construction the city desperately needs. Board President Mandelman uses a wider lens.
I believe that Mayor Lurie is going to be known as the mayor who finally allowed housing to get built in San Francisco. But Mayor Lurie is also, I hope, going to be known as the mayor who took a giant leap forward in preserving our historic resources.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
While it may be the current temporary home of the Athletics, Sacramento leaders say they think their city is ready to be a permanent Major League Baseball city. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports Sacramento has unveiled its pitch for an expansion team and a new stadium.
When Major League Baseball is ready for expansion, Sacramento believes it's the place to do it. Mark Friedman chairs the Sacramento Pitch, the newly formed group leading the effort. He says MLB's choice to locate the A's is something of a dress rehearsal.
The risk they took in bringing the A's to play here gave us a unique opportunity to demonstrate to the rest of the world what Sacramento can do for baseball.
A 50-acre site in West Sacramento has been identified for a ballpark, as well as $2 billion in public and private funding. The group also recruiting Sacramento native Dusty Baker for the effort.
As a kid growing up around here, baseball was it.
But some are skeptical. Former A's executive Andy Dolich says the A's ticket sales in Sacramento have been subpar, and the Giants' influence may be tough to overcome.
You're going to look at markets that can give you the greatest return on investment, and more importantly, inclusion.
Major League Baseball is expected to add two new franchises in the next few years. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
A Napa County woman is recovering after she was shot in the head in an alleged road rage incident. A GoFundMe organized by the woman's family identifies her as Megan Stasko. Police say her vehicle was repeatedly rammed before she was shot near Calistoga on May 22nd. Authorities arrested Coleman Rochelieu of Kelseyville. They say he is linked to a separate Lake County incident in which a woman was found dead inside a home. Another San Francisco-based tech company has announced layoffs. Webflow, a website building service, was founded in 2012. It's not known how many jobs will be lost. The CEO there, Linda Tong, says AI has changed the way websites are developed, necessitating what she calls a restructuring at the company. Part hardware store, part craft supply store, Cliff's Variety has long been a landmark in San Francisco's Castro. And KCBS's Shannon Golden tells us the store is celebrating its 90th birthday this year.
And you're invited to the birthday party.
June 6th, we're having a grand extravaganza, as we call it, and we will be having drag performances, and we're having a live band.
Co-owner Terry Aston Bennett, great-great-granddaughter of the shop's founder, says there will also be a Cliffsman competition for the best embodiment of the store's hunky mascot.
I honestly don't know what to expect, but I'm expecting some pretty fabulous wrenches.
There will also be a raffle for prizes like gift cards and even tickets to a show at the Castro Theater.
We are raising funds for two amazing causes in our community, the Castro Country Club, which is our sober place, and Harvey Milk Civil Rights Academy.
The goal, she says, is to celebrate and give back.
We want to take care of our community, and they take care of us, which is just amazing.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
After butting heads with Valkyrie's Tiffany Hayes on the court last week, WNBA star Caitlin Clark got some boos when she was introduced last night at Chase Center. KCBS's Megan Goldsby talked to fans ahead of the Valkyries' win over the Fever.
For every fan who just wants to see one of the best players in the WNBA take to the court, there are some, like Layla, who say they're not really Caitlin Clark fans.
Once you get to a point with your career in the game, you just, you know, get a little silly and things like that. So I understand that perspective, but then it's like, it kind of gets where it's like, okay, boundaries.
The key, she says, is that the refs penalize what she calls Clark's antics at the exact same level as the players on the other teams.
I do feel like there needs to be more regulation on both sides. You know, refs in general have just had a bad history the past few years.
Season ticket holder Poppy is not into the rivalry drama, but does like when Clark comes to town.
I think she definitely brings a different level to the game, and I personally enjoy watching her. I know that there's a lot of drama that ensues, but she's also an amazing player, and that's why we're here.
At Chase Center, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Oracle Park will host the first ever Major League Baseball Pokemon Worlds Night this summer. The inaugural event takes place August 27th when the Giants host Arizona, and just hours before the Pokemon World Championships come to San Francisco. There will be numerous Pokemon-themed events at the ballpark, including a drone show. Free swim lessons in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood are helping kids stay safe this summer. We get more from KCBS's Virginia Van Zandt.
It's an 8-week swimming program for kids who live or go to school in the Bayview. Vicky Correa with the Bayview Y tells me starting isn't easy.
We have kids who come in, especially the younger ones, who are very scared of the water, scared to put their faces in. They don't want to do a jump.
But a few lessons later,
they are doing their jumps at the end of every class with big smiles on their faces.
Tamara Barrick-Apperton from SF Rec and Park says she hopes these free lessons will help achieve a lofty community goal.
Every child in the Bayview is going to know how to swim, feel comfortable and confident in the water by sixth grade.
8-year-old Damari is one of them, and now after weeks of lessons, he says swimming is relaxing.
When I'm just walking in the pool floating, that would take energy away from me.
At the Bayview Y in San Francisco, Virginia Van Zandt, KCBS.
This weekend, stargazers will enjoy a once-in-a-decade moon event. KCBS's Atta Shaheen spoke with an astronomer about the upcoming micromoon.
A micromoon is the opposite of a supermoon. It happens when a full moon occurs at the most distant point on the moon's elliptical orbit.
For the person who's a casual moon gazer, it can be fun to think of the moon being a little closer, a little further away.
Andrew Fracknoy, astronomy professor at University of San Francisco, said micromoons and supermoons happen a few times a year, and a blue moon, that is a second full moon in a single month, will happen once every few years.
We have those two things occurring at the same time, and that's your micro blue moon.
And that happens roughly once a decade. Although Fracknoy admitted it'll be just as visually interesting as any full moon, he's happy people are talking about it because then maybe they'll take an interest and start looking up more often.
God knows we need to get away from some of the things happening on Earth.
Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.